A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 170. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and today we are continuing our discussion of Blake 7 on audio. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello.
Blake 7 was one of the classics of British science fiction television. It ran 4 series from 1978 to 1981, created by Terry Nation, who is probably best known for creating the Daleks for Doctor Who and doing all of his Doctor Who work, also created Survivors in the 70s. And Blake 7 has now inspired a whole host of audio stories of various types.
That's right. Last time we looked at some of those. We looked at the official BBC radio plays that came out after the TV series. We talked about a company called B7 Productions, who did something very interesting by recasting and reimagining the original series. And we also touched upon some other, perhaps slightly more unofficial stories from a variety of sources, although they did feature some of the original cast members. But that brings us to, I suspect, the biggie in terms of Blake 7 audio, Brian.
Yes, I think it does now, although B7 Productions was sort of the big thing happening in Blake 7 for a while there. It was an officially licensed Blake 7 production, and now Big Finish Productions has taken things up and is producing new Blake 7 audios, as we just started to introduce in our last episode. So we should talk about Big Finish Productions. They were formed in 1998, and have a long-running series of Doctor Who audio dramas. They do 2-disc full-cast Doctor Who audios that come out about once a month, and they've been running those for many years now, over 10 years, and they have lots and lots of Doctor Who-related audios in several different ranges. They have spin-offs, they've done lost stories covering stories that might have been made for television but never were, and so on and so forth. They also have done licensed productions based on Sapphire and Steel and the 2000 AD comic books. They had the Tomorrow People, although that's no longer available for licensing reasons. They've done Sherlock Holmes, Stargate, Dark Shadows, all of these different licensed audio products of different types. And they've done some very high-quality audio dramas. They have some interesting things happening there.
And we've talked about Big Finish before, but as you can tell, we're big fans of the company and their productions. And here in 2011, they are getting, or they got, the license for Blake 7 on audio to continue the adventures of the original crew of the Liberator. And initially, they did so in a series called The Liberator Chronicles, which is, I suppose, their main, or has been up until now, their main Blake 7 release series. The 6th volume has just been released last month as we record. That's October 2013. And there's lots of good stuff in there, Brian.
Yes, absolutely. Each volume is a 3-CD set or download equivalent. And each volume contains 3 separate stories, one on each disc, although in volume 3 they made it one big story with all 3. And they are done as what are sometimes called enhanced audiobooks rather than full cast plays. This is a similar format to what they do for the Doctor Who Companion Chronicles range. But what they've been doing with these Liberator Chronicles is each disc has normally two characters on it, two actors on it, sometimes more, and it will be one actor telling the story of what happened in character as one of the Blake Seven characters, with a second actor being involved as well. And, of course, they have full audio production with original incidental music and full soundscaping with effects and all sorts of things. And it makes for an interesting format. It's not quite the same as full cast audio, but it brings some things that are different to full cast audio. It adds more internal monologue from characters and so on, with lots of conversation between the different actors, and it lets them experiment and do lots of different things with that. So there are some very interesting things that they've done with that in that sort of small cast format, and those can be really very good.
Okay, and that's an interesting way of looking at it, because it does, as you say, the internal monologue allows us to learn more about the Blake Seven characters than perhaps we would if it was a straightforward radio play or audio play as we are used to from the Doctor Who main range.
Yes, it tends towards very character-heavy stories that way, but they certainly do get to plenty of action and lots of things in them. So they're interesting stories for sure.
And of course, as we've said, they benefit greatly from having many of the original cast members. So we've got Gareth Thomas, Paul Darrow, Michael Keaton, Jan Chappell, Sally Nivett, and then there's also Stephen Pacey, Stephen Grief, and of course, Jacqueline Pierce returning as Servalan.
Yeah, so it gives us almost all of the original cast and returning villains from recurring villains from Series A and Series B. The only people who are missing are those two actors who have died. So Alistair Locke takes over the voice of the two computers from that part of the series, Zan and Orak. Those were originally voiced by the late Peter Tuddenham. Alistair Locke, who was doing the Zan voice on the B7 Productions audios, carries on and does those voices in the Big Finish Blake Seven audios as well. And he is also doing post-production and sound design on those as well, as he did with B7 production. So you have that connection, which is nice.
Okay, we've also got some very good writers involved. Simon Gurrier, Peter Angelides, and the writing team of Cavan Scott and Mark Wright. So familiar names, I think, from Doctor Who, particularly from Big Finish Doctor Who. And clearly people have got a passion for the Blake Seven world and the Blake Seven stories. And to back all that up, we've also, as well as the Liberator Chronicles, we've had some new novels, which are available both in hard copy but also as ebooks. There's five of these now. The last one isn't a novel, I believe it's an anthology of stories. And again, they're all available through the Big Finish site, and we'll talk more about their availability in a moment.
Yes, absolutely. The Liberator Chronicles have done quite a bit to expand what we have for Blake Seven in terms of the characters and the continuity. They fit things into the original series very well, and elaborated on a variety of things very nicely. It's really been very well done. On the theme of those novels that you were mentioning, Eamon, one of the novels is called Lucifer. It's number 3 in their series of them. And it was written by Paul Darrow, who played Avon, who continues to play Avon. And it is available not only as a book and an ebook, but it's available as an audiobook read by Paul Darrow himself, with some minimal music and sound design, not as much as they would have on the Liberator Chronicles and so on, but there is some sound design on there, and it's about 5 or 6 CDs, and it tells the story of Avon after Series D of Blake 7 finished, and sort of continues to tell his story over the next 20 years or so. So it gives us an interesting variation on things as well.
Okay. Lots of good stuff. And then even more impressive, perhaps, Brian, is what they did next.
Yes, they did a one-off release called Worship. And unlike the Liberator Chronicles or Lucifer, it is a full cast audio. And it tells a new story that is set between Series B and Series C, which was a very important part of Blake 7. There is a huge shift in the situation of the Blake 7 universe between Series B and Series C, and there is a major conflict that takes place, and we don't see that conflict on the TV series. It's sort of alluded to and referenced. Well, they actually told that story as a full cast audio, and that was Worship. It was written by Peter Angelides, came out in January 2013, and it tells a very dramatic and very impressive story indeed.
And again, it features, as we've said, most of the surviving cast members, and in particular, Gareth Thomas is there. And of course, as you said, Brian, this is a story that takes place in that strange gap between the second and third series, or Series B and Series C, when, of course, Blake disappears from the stories and Avon takes over as leader of the Liberator crew. So, you know, we're getting Big Finish going some way to fill in that gap for us.
Yes, absolutely. And they really had all of the regular cast members who were there at that point in the series, with the exception of Peter Tuddenham. And they had Jacqueline Pierce as Servalyn in it as well. So it is really quite dynamic and well done audio drama that's sort of an important piece of Blake 7 continuity that we didn't have up to this point.
Okay. It came on one CD, although it's also, as we say, available on download. But it also came with a second CD, which I think had a rather interesting making of documentary and interviews with the cast members. And that was almost as enjoyable as the story itself, I found, Brian.
Yes, to date, as we record, that is the only extra, you know, making of type thing that they have on the Blake 7 releases. They've done a few podcast interviews available online and that type of thing, but I think this is the only one that actually includes an extra documentary with it.
Okay, although we may get more of that sort of thing in 2014, because Big Finish have announced that there is going to be more full cast audio adventures, starting in January of next year with a story called Fractures, and there's going to be six, I think, altogether full cast audios in that range.
Yes, they're doing a run of these six, I believe one disc each, full cast audios that form a running series with a continuing plot arc through it, I believe. These are not out yet, of course, but they will be coming out starting in January 2014. And they take place in the latter part of Series B, which is the best time period for full cast Blake 7 audios at this point, because in the part that is after Gan left the series, they have sort of a full cast of characters. Most everyone is alive and available.
Okay, so some great and, you know, hopefully very interesting stuff coming from Big Finish next year.
Yes, absolutely. Worth noting with these, David Richardson, who is the line producer with Big Finish, has been the producer on Blake 7 as well. And he's done lots of neat stuff with the Blake 7 audios for Big Finish. he is actually leaving that role after those six full cast titles. And Kevin Scott, who is a writer who's done a lot of good work for Big Finish and others, and has done some very good Blake Seven work for Big Finish, he is taking over as producer from Richardson. So we may or may not get a bit of a change in direction, but it should be very interesting because he's done a lot of good work.
Okay, great stuff. Now, if you want to get hold of some of this Big Finish great stuff,
the availability is quite good. The Liberator Chronicles are available for £25 for a CD box set or £20 for a download box set. Those are three disc sets with usually three stories in each one. There are subscription bundles available that give you usually two volumes of the Liberator Chronicles plus one book, and they run £70 or £55, depending if you're going for CDs and books or downloads and ebooks. Worship is available for £13 or £10 on download. And all of this is still available, easily available from the Big Finish website and sometimes from other retailers as well. They have been putting out four volumes of the Liberator Chronicles each year. The first year, 2012, they did two volumes. And then 2013 and I believe 2014 will be as well. It's four volumes and two novels each year.
And as you mentioned, the novels, we should say they're obviously available as well, both in hard copy or in ebook form from the Big Finish site. Prices vary. They go up as far, I think, as $14.99 for some of the hardbacks, and down as low as $4.99 for the ebook version of Warship. But they're all there. Check the Big Finish site if you're interested in the books. And also, while we're mentioning books, you talked about Paul Darrow's own novel for Blake Seven, which is called Lucifer. And as you said, you can actually download the audiobook of him reading the story himself. That's available on the website for £20 for download, or I believe £25 if you want it on CD. A little bit more pricey, but of course it's Paul Darrow himself reading it.
And it's fairly large. It's about five or six CDs. And of course, check the Big Finish website for pricing for your country in your own currency. They are sometimes a little bit unexpected in how they price things, so definitely check those things out. They normally have pre-order discounts on things, and of course they have these subscription bundles that we mentioned. So they give you lots of options for getting the releases.
Yes, and of course, if you watch their site, you'll also see when they come up with sales from time to time, and they're worth keeping an eye out for as well.
Yes, they definitely are. That's true.
Space Command HQ.
You seem to have become one of my most regular correspondents, Blake. I'm touched.
Look who it is.
Servalan.
Oh, and you have Callie with you on the Giddo. All friends together. Quite a reunion.
I'm no friend of yours.
And yet here we are, chatting away.
I didn't expect you to show your face on the front line, Servalan. Too dangerous. You'd rather let others do your dirty work.
You do seem to have contained the alien fleet. Thank you for that. And while the Federation vessels complete the job, what better than a morale-boosting visit from me? Bound to do the troops a power of good.
Power? A word that trips so easily from your poisonous tongue, Supreme Commander.
Madam President. Mm-hmm. So don't be unkind, Blake. You're in no position. Whereas, thanks to you, mine does seem to have improved.
It is about to deteriorate, Sutherland.
We're all in a very dangerous position. This war is by
so, I guess it's time for us to actually start talking about some of the good points and bad points of Blake 7 on audio, some of our highlights and lowlights. So, Brian, where would you like to start us off?
Well, let's start with some of the earlier official releases and perhaps get those covered fairly quickly. The two BBC plays that came out in the late 1990s. These were the two plays from Barry Letts, The Sevenfold Crown and The Sinditon Experiment. So what did you think of those?
They were all right. It's nice to have, or it was nice to have some official Blake 7 back. Strangely, in those, I think Paul Darrow particularly slightly less sort of impressive on the radio than he was on the original television show. And in fact, you know, he's been much better, I think, in the recent Big Finish stuff. But they're not bad, and it is official stuff. You can get hold of them. So, yeah, not too bad, Brian. What did you think about them?
Similar. They were okay. They were written and I think produced by Barry Letts. And of course, he did wonderful things with Doctor Who in the 1970s. And he's very good, but he did not know a lot about Blake 7. He was sort of picking it up and taking it and to go with it. And it didn't match the feel of Blake 7 quite as well as it should have. They're okay. It was nice to hear the actors together. It was nice to hear Peter Tuddenham doing the voice of Orak and the voice of Slave, which was the computer in Series D. Those are the only audios we have with his voice. It's a nice little addition, but not one of the most interesting ones we have. Just sort of an interesting little aside that's kind of fun.
Okay. All right, moving on in time, what about B7 Productions and their reboot or reimagining of the early years of Blake 7 and the early adventures?
I quite liked it. It was interesting what they did. Probably the biggest weakness is the main part of it. You know, Series 1 ends on a very definite cliffhanger, and that was never continued. That is sort of the biggest weak point. It was interesting to see how a reboot of Blake 7 could work. I thought they did quite a nice job with it. In many ways, they made it even darker than the original, which is a challenge because it's always been very dark. But they did some interesting things with it. And it was nice to see what they did with the early years, which we really didn't have in any format, you know, going back to the sort of earlier lives of some of these characters. And it was nice to hear what they did with characters like Jenna, who was not that well served in the original series, but a little bit more with her and sort of an interesting take on that character in the B7 production audios. Not that I have anything against Sally Nevette's performance as Jenna. She was always very good, and she's good in the Big Finish productions. But it was nice to hear a different take on that character. So what did you think, Eamon?
Well, I loved the reboot on B7. I loved the three stories, which I think are called Rebel, Traitor and Liberator.
That's right.
With the overall title of A Rebellion Reborn. I think they're terrific. They really do a fantastic job of reimagining the sort of early stories or the early episodes from Blake 7.
They are good, absolutely.
Yeah. The early years stuff they did on the individual characters, I was less sort of taken with, despite the fact it does have some very good people in there. I mean, we got Michael Keaton coming back, and we even have Benedict Cumberbatch, who's currently, you know, a very hot property as an actor, and he makes an appearance in those early years stories.
As does Keeley Hawes, another real name.
Yes, so, you know, some very interesting people, although, as I say, it didn't quite capture my imagination as much as the reboot did. But I like the Blake's, the B7 Productions, and if you've got the interest, especially now they're easily available from Big Finish, then they're certainly worth checking out.
It's definitely very good. It would have been nice to see it taken a little further. It's a good series, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, whether they'd be able to get that cast back together again, as you said before, probably they wouldn't be. And, you know, whether Big Finish would be interested now they're doing their own thing with the original cast, well, that's another story. So it may not happen that we ever get that cliffhanger resolved. But there it was. It was some good stuff. And, of course, I guess that brings us to what we perhaps really want to talk about, which is Big Finish and the Big Finish license for Blake 7 and what they've been doing with the stories, Brian.
Yes, now this is interesting because it's something that has been building and building recently. The first Big Finish Blake 7 releases were at the beginning of 2012, and it's now the end of 2013, so we've had 2 years of this so far, and we're looking ahead to things being released next year. When they were initially starting it, they were saying this was going to be 2 3-disc sets each year and 2 novels each year. They had a license that was not for full cast. It was just for these dramatic readings, enhanced readings. And they were starting to explore these characters that really hadn't been explored since the original series. And, you know, they were really getting into that in very interesting ways. And it apparently has turned out to be very popular. And I say that because this year, 2013, instead of 2 Liberator Chronicles sets, we now have 4 Liberator Chronicles sets, in addition to a couple of novels. We also had Lucifer, which was the Paul Darrow book that was an audiobook as well. And we have Worship, a full cast production. Initially, they had asked B7 Media, who administers the rights for Blake 7, Big Finish had asked them about doing, you know, this Worship story as one of the Liberator Chronicles. And they actually came back and said, you know, well, why didn't you do this full cast? And it sort of managed to change into a license that would allow them to do that. But they have really developed things, and we're going to be getting more full cast productions next year. So it's really sort of grown over the couple of years they've had it. So that's been really nice.
Okay. Do you have a preference between the enhanced audiobooks of the Liberator Chronicles and full cast audios like Worship?
That's an interesting one. If I had to choose one, I would probably still say full cast. It's really nice to have a full cast drama. But there is a lot that's there in those, especially for the Blake 7 ones, in those small cast productions. And calling them readings at this point, or enhanced audiobooks, almost seems like you're underplaying how much they can do, because they really have a lot in them, and they do a lot with the characters, and I'm very pleased that we have both, that we have the mixture of the small cast things that allow some really nice experimentation and allow them to really highlight things like the relationship between of Blake and Avon, or Villa and Avon, and so on. It's really nice to have those. They've done a lot of very good things with those.
Okay. I mean, it's interesting. It depends on what your cup of tea is, as to whether you prefer the full cast or the, as you say, the enhanced readings. If you're used to the Doctor Who main range, like I am, then perhaps you might find that the Liberator Chronicles take a bit more getting used to. And I confess I find them slightly harder going than I did Worship, which was a terrific adventure. And I'm looking forward to what they do with the full cast versions next year again. But as you say, it is nice to have both options. Some interesting stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's particularly nice to have things like the Volume 6 of the Liberator Chronicles, which sort of follows along the lines from Worship. It's not full cast, although it has a lot of sort of full cast style things in it. It really picks up the threads directly as they were set up in Worship. So it's nice to have lots of these things that are fitting together, and they have some very good audios in the Big Finish Blake 7 range now.
Okay. And of course it begs the question, if somebody was a fan of the original television series but hasn't listened to any of these audio adventures at all, Brian, where would you direct them to start if they wanted to get into this?
Well, you definitely need to direct them to Worship at some point, because it is an important adventure. It's very central to the series. Now, whether you start with Worship or start with one of the Liberator Chronicles and then go to Worship depends on the types of things people enjoy. If they like things like talking books and sort of character-heavy pieces and narrated audios and things like that, I would almost be tempted to say try one or two of the Liberator Chronicles, but be sure to try Worship as well. If they're more into full cast things, then obviously it has to be Worship.
Yes, I certainly would agree with your verdict there. I would certainly direct people to Worship. Pretty cheap at $9.99 for the download, and a very good entry point to the adventures of Blake 7 on audio. And then after that, I suppose you've got a choice between waiting for Fractures in 2014 or going back to the start of the Liberator Chronicles and seeing how you feel about the enhanced reading versions of the stories.
Yes, there are some very good things in there. I'll mention a couple of notable Liberator Chronicles. Volume 3 takes place during Series C. Of course, it doesn't have Blake because he was not in the Liberator crew at that point, but it does three discs as one big story, and it's a very good story, and it has more full cast elements to it than most of the Liberator Chronicles do, and involves several of the original regulars, and it has one character who showed up once or twice in the original series, who is also back with the original actor as well. So that is a particularly interesting story and a particularly good one that's in there. And I should also mention Liberator Chronicles Volume 6, which is the one that sort of continues things on from Worship, and it introduces or reintroduces Stephen Pacey as Tarrant, and involves Tarrant and Avon and the others searching for Blake and Jenna. So this is sort of the very beginning of Series C, when they're still trying to find Blake and Jenna. And it also includes Jenna's story and Blake's story, which tell those missing stories of what happened to Jenna after she left, and what happened to Blake after he left, and before we saw him in the Series D finale. So you get some particularly strong things in those volumes. But the others also give you some very good character-based things and some very interesting relationship-type things, too. So there's some very interesting stuff in those.
Okay, so I guess if we were to summarize our recommendations for this whole sort of universe of Blake 7 on audio, the answer would be we'd recommend our listeners head towards bigfinish.com.
Yes, absolutely. Big Finish has done some great things with small cast and full cast productions. And they also are distributing the box set of the B7 Productions audios, which is also a very good sort of reboot of Blake 7.
Okay, excellent stuff.
So I think you can see that certainly for the more recent Blake 7 audios, pretty strong recommendation from both of us.
Yes, I think that's right.
So, in summary, Blake 7 was a BBC TV series that ran four seasons from 1978 to 1981. It featured Blake and Avon and other characters on a ship called the Liberator for most of it, the ship called the Scorpio for the final series. And they were on the run from the Federation and attacking the Federation, an oppressive regime, and they were on the run and trying to run this rebellion at the same time. And that story has been picked up on audio in a handful of sort of unofficial things that cross over and use some of the characters from Blake 7. And in 1998, we had official radio productions set in Series D that ran on the BBC. And then later, we had B7 Productions doing a brand new reboot of Blake 7 that started over from the beginning with new versions of the characters and a new take starting over with Blake 7, and did some great things with that. And then in the last couple of years, starting in 2012, Big Finish have been releasing Blake 7 audios with original cast members reprising their roles in small cast and full cast productions with all kinds of interesting elaborations and things, filling in details and adding in new stories with the original Blake 7 continuity.
Okay, lots of great stuff. And if you've listened to any of this Blake 7 audio and you have your own opinions, please do jump in on the Facebook group or send us an email and let us know what you think.
Absolutely, please do.
And of course, please jump back next time when we are doing our seasonal December 2013 releases, which will be about some more Christmas ghost stories. These will be three more stories from the BBC that went out under their A Ghost Story for Christmas banner productions. And in particular, the three stories we're going to be looking at are The Signalman, Stigma, and The Ice House.
Yes, so unlike some of the previous ones we've looked at, these are not M.R. James stories, as many of those were. These are original stories from the BBC in some cases, or stories from other classic authors. So it will be a little bit different from the ghost stories we've looked at in the past.
Okay, interesting stuff to talk about for Christmas.
Absolutely. You can reach us at britishinvaders@gmail.com, and you can find us at britishinvaders.com. We are part of the Geek Culture Network, so if you go to thegeekculturenetwork.com, you will find us there along with some other podcasts. We have a Facebook group, so if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you will find our group there. And that is where most of our discussion and interaction with our listeners has been happening. And we have some good discussion going on at different times on different related topics. So it's a fun group to go in on and interact with some fellow listeners for British Invaders.
We are also members of the VOG Network, which is the Voice of Geeks streaming radio at vognetwork.com. And you can find us there on a Monday or Tuesday evening. And as ever, welcome aboard.
Yes, they have links to our episodes. They have forums there. And they also, of course, have this live radio stream that includes our podcast and other podcasts and some sort of quote-unquote geek-related music and sci-fi-related music. So some good stuff there. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada, signing off.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us, and until next time, this is Eamon in England, apologising in advance for saying ding-dong, Avon calling.